on Capitol Hill, Republican lawmakers in the Senate and House are at odds over the budget and other legislation. There's been so much discord within the majority party that the discord is threatening to eclipse some legislation. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The Republican Party controls the House, the White House, and since last year, the Senate. That's meant a largely controlled and coordinated message coming out of the nation's capital. But over the past 5 or 6 weeks, there's been a sea change. Republicans in the House are angry with Republicans in the Senate for holding critical oversight hearings on the Iraq War and the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. And fiscally conservative Republicans are fighting with GOP leaders over the budget and the federal deficit. Arizona's John McCain is one of several Republicans in the Senate who've held up action on the budget because he says the tax-cutting plans in the House version will make the already deep budget deficit worse. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay had this rare rebuke of his fellow Republicans.
I can't believe that one or two members, particularly Republican members of the Senate, would hold up such an incredible budget for what? To make it more difficult for us to give tax relief to the American people.
The friction between Republicans got so hot this week that when a reporter asked House Speaker Dennis Hastert about McCain, Hastert sarcastically said,
"Who?
John McCain.
Where's
sir,
he from?
He's Republican.
He's a Republican?"
McCain feels that while U.S. troops are fighting a war, lawmakers should hold off on cutting taxes in order to keep the budget healthy. Hastert responds to this by saying the House Republicans' budget, including its tax-cutting plans, is for the troops.
We're trying to make sure that they have the ability to fight this war, that they have the wherewithal to be able to do it. And at the same time, if we have to react to keep this country strong, not only militarily, but economically, we want to be able to have the flexibility to do it. That's my reply to John McCain.
McCain responded with a statement saying lawmakers should, quote, not spend our nation into bankruptcy while our soldiers risk their lives. McCain went even further, saying, quote, I fondly remember a time when real Republicans stood for fiscal responsibility. Apparently those days are long gone for some in our party. And after a week of this kind of public squabbling, Republican Senate leaders, unable to sway the votes of McCain and others in the party, postponed the vote on the budget. And the budget isn't the only thing that's been hampered by Republican dispute this year. A massive bill to fund highway projects all over the country is stalled over pork barrel projects. Another bill to fix manufacturing subsidies that the World Trade Organization deemed illegal also is foundering over tax cuts. All of this has left an opening for Democrats, who called a press conference this week to complain about what they called the do-nothing Congress. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, after declaring President Bush incompetent, then went after the Congress.
When the American people lost 3 million jobs, including many due to outsourcing, what did the Republicans do? Nothing. When 3.8 million people lost their health insurance, what did the Republican Congress do? Nothing. While gas prices soar and wages fail to keep pace with inflation, what does this Republican Congress do? Nothing.
The climax this week was the rare visit of President Bush to Capitol Hill. He walked into a private meeting with Republicans, flanked by House Speaker Hastert and Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. It was an obvious attempt at Republican unity in a time of public discord. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.